003, Monday night, Simon. Simon. Hey Gimel. Dini Beis Hakisei B'Kriya Shema. Everybody wants to know what kind of a din our Beachins has. So the source is this Simon. The source is this Simon. Sif Dalet, which we won't get to tonight. Okay. I have two favors to ask of you. So they both involve staying to the Mishnah Berurah Shiur, or being here 9:15. Okay. But it would be nice if you stayed for the Shiur. We're going to learn all about bathrooms.
Bathrooms?
You're a Kabbalan, you have to know about bathrooms. Also, Likros, okay. Their Beis HaKisei, they had no plumbing, right? So what was a Beis HaKisei by them? A Beis HaKisei was an outhouse. It was an area where people... did their tzrachim. So, you could have, sometimes it was a room with mechitzos and a roof. Sometimes it was just an area without mechitzos, or just a fenced off area, or just a designated area. And the Torah would like you to cover it up. V'shapta v'chisisa seyosecha. And usually they did cover it up, but it was there, and it was, eventually it disintegrated, I guess, into the ground. But meanwhile, that's called a Beis HaKisei. A Beis HaKisei, and it actually has a Din Hazmona, where you designate it to be a Beis HaKisei. And then you use it as a Beis HaKisei. And a Beis HaKisei is considered a lack of Voya Machnecha Kadosh. It's considered like Tzoa itself. And that's why Osir Likros Keneged Beis HaKisei Yoshon. Yoshon just means that it was used as a Beis HaKisei. Just designating it is nothing. Hazmona lav milsi, that's also a principle of Hazmona lav milsi. If Hazmona would be meaningful, then just designating something as a Beis HaKisei would make it a Beis HaKisei. So it means you use it as a Beis HaKisei. Again, we're not talking about anything flushed, or we're talking about that it sat there, it was there. Afilu pinu mimenu hatsoa, even if they clean, it happens to be clean now, but it's a mo'us area. It's a disgusting, so to speak, area. It's a place used for that, and it was designated for that, and was used for that. You need both conditions. The Yeroyali, so now the Machaber Paskins, the Hainu Kishen lo Mechitzos, if there's no walls around it. Avalam Yeshlo Mechitzos, if there are walls around it. What did we say the din is? It's like tzoa. You can't daven or say a pasuk or learn if it's in front of you as far as you could see, and on the sides of you, dalet amos, or dalet amos from where the smell stops. So then the Mechaber says, if it has mechitzos, if it has walls, then even if it has tzoa in it now, kore kenegdo, you could make a bracha, you could learn, even facing the Beis HaKisei, they ain't a choshesh because it has mechitzas. We do not paskin like this. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. And that's why, if our Beis HaKiseis would have a din of a Beis HaKisei, it would be also to make a bracha when facing the entrance, the door. Even though the door is closed and it's a mechitza, because we don't pass like this mechaber. If you don't pass like this mechaber and you have a Beis HaKisei, which halachically is a Beis HaKisei, then even if it has mechitzos, the doors are closed, but if you're facing it, you can't make a bracha. And, okay, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah.
Is there a shear?
No, that's why you'll see in some shtiblach, in some areas, in Maikoilel, in Munsi, there are actually two walls. They build two walls to avoid this problem. They have a wall, and then, but again, how it affects us, our bathrooms probably don't have a din of a Beis HaKisei, because it's very sanitary, and it's immediately flushed, and it doesn't sit there, and it's very clean, and so we'll see. What?
Two walls with an airspace?
But there, what he's talking about?
No, what he was talking about, two walls.
Yeah, they just, like it was a drop of space and they just built another wall.
Well, I think what Avram is asking is if you built a base like he say with a row of bricks and then another row of bricks next to it, is that considered two walls?
No, that would have to be some space. I would even say maybe three tefachim of space, so it shouldn't be level. I don't know, it's a good question. Again, most posts can hold our base akises are not base akises. Okay. We'll see. We'll learn in Sivdalin and Hay about scenarios similar to our base akises. So the Mechaber Paschal, if it has mechitzas, you're okay. It may magia lo echra. Now let's see the Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura says, Osa likros atzalomar lefonav kim lo einav, in front of you as far as you can see. Ulachrav dalad amos v'meishol me'achra dalad amos v'mokom shakol areach. You know, their base akises, their designated areas for relieving oneself was considered mamish like a piece of tzoa itself, like a ovid shol me'raglayim. You have such a concept, like a pinu mimenu, even if it's nothing dinel. The isuro minat Torah. This is midiraisa. This is no midirabbanan. Kimish is a hamokum mikvor dark oleos botsoa, ainza machanecha kadosh. Alkain, therefore, it's midiraisa. If you're not sure, emu beisakisa yoshon oichadosh, azlinon luchumra. You have to go luchumra, it's a suffix diaraisa. But only kshenlo machitzos. Now machitzos probably means four walls. Kamor echoria gather, it's on the back of a fence. One machitzos is not good enough. It means, it's an area separated, like a Rosh Hashayochid, you say. That's what the Mechaber holds is okay, if it has four walls. But if it's just over a fence, or on the other side of a row of houses, it's no good. I said you need two conditions. It has to be designated and used. So you'll say, but this Mishnah Berurah says, not like you, Rabbi Mlinowitz. This Mishnah Berurah says, if it's just used as a base akisa, you don't need designated. The Teretz is, the key word in the Mishnah Berurah is constantly. It's derechli ponosham. Sure, once it becomes a constant area where people use, then you don't need, that's an automatic designation. Then you don't need designated. That's why, he doesn't mean, but if you go once, twice, I don't know what the shear is. Is it three times? Like, what creates the shear? I don't know. Uriah Maliel, but Akaponim is constantly used as such, you don't need designation. Sivdalad, Mechitzos, the Mechaber hold of it has walls around it, it's okay. Nira, it has to be talking about the Mechitzos come down to the earth. We're talking about halachic Mechitzos in that it reaches the earth or within three tvachim of the ground. The Lavachi Osir. Ein Magil Oreachra. Sivkot and hay in the Mishnah Brura, if he has a reach ra, you have to go dalal amos v'mokam shakolo areach. The da, realize that the mechaber means to be matir even if they're not ten tfachim high, the mechitzos. I said halachic mechitzos, but I meant on the way down. The bottom has to reach the ground. But it does not have to be ten tfachim high, the mechaber holds, and this, everybody argues with the mechaber, v'zeh cholkim olav kolo achronim, that you need ten tfachim high. We're talking mechitzos. Then he says, maybe, and that's already the ones that agree with the Mechaber, with the concept that Mechitzos help you, but you need 10 Tfachim high. Then he says, then the Mishnah Berurah says, you should know, Habim and Achronim, many Achronim argue with the Mechaber, and they say Mechitzos don't help. Now, the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah is, the Chivan da Mechitzos miyuchados lekabel tzoa. Since the mechitzos are also designated to receive lekabel tzoa, that's his lashon. Kamo tzoa dainin and lehu, so the walls also are like tzoa. It's like krav shel rei. So the walls are no better than the beis akisa itself. Now, what exactly do they mean? So I wasn't sure. Do they mean because sometimes people relieve themselves on the walls too? Like the walls also get dirty. Like, you have an area, and the walls get dirty. So I wasn't sure if that's what he meant. Like, it was hard for me to imagine. You say the Arabs do it. Okay. So I saw the Chazon Ish. In the Chazon Ish, it's clear that he learned very literally. That the argument with the Mechaber is because the walls of a Beis HaKisei also get dirty. and the soul goes on the walls too, because the Chazon Ish talks about that if it's made out of metal, it's easily cleaned, then it's not so bad. It's not graf shel rei, because you can clean it easily. It doesn't become mius. The walls don't become mius if it's made out of a matchas, he says. I saw that the Chazon Ish was taking it literally. Another point in the Chazon Ish, very interestingly, is he's like the exact opposite of the Mechaber. He says the only isser is with mechitzas. Because only with mechitzas is it called a beis hakisei. Otherwise it's just the world. It's the world. You don't ask for the world. You just have to deal with it. You just have to deal with the tzoa itself. You have to cover it up. You have to go dalal amos away if there's a reach ra. But to say that the area is like tzoa, it's a beis hakisei, he says dafka with mechitzas, not without mechitzas.
Then you shouldn't need mechitzas to get dirty. It's mechitzas accomplished.
No, all he says is that without mechitzas, it's not a beis hakisei.
Even to hasmana is not a crack.
Right.
Make a certain hole into the
mockum. Right. So that's okay. But the Mishnah Berurah brings it down that the achronim that hold on machitzas don't help. Okay, and he brings on the groan, a whole slew of achronim. You have to go, and this is very nogea. That means if you have, when I was in Eretz Yisrael, how many years ago? Way back when. Yeah, sure. Yeah. When I was in Eretz Yisrael, like a very, 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 very long time ago, I'll say like for 2 weeks, and like I remember like the bathrooms were, there were like many, many just outhouses around. Many. Anyway, but you have to imagine, if there's no plumbing, you have that, and so even if you have a wall, we paskin, you can't say a bracha or learn facing it. It's like you can imagine this was a very nogea de kahalacha, because people had outhouses. That's where they went. I was in camp. I was in Camp Mugen Avram. They had the original Camp Mugen Avram, but that's already a later sif, where it right away went into a cesspool. There was no real base hakisei. It never sat on the surface. It right away went down. So that's what we'll be learning about later. But there was no plumbing, that's for sure.
When the Mechaber says, so
even if they cleaned it out.
So is that because there's still some there?
No. Base hakisei is most. It's like a base on miracles.
There's nothing
there. Yeah.
So what's enough for me?
No, if you completely turn over the ground, you could, I would imagine, make it ois beis hakisei. If I guess there's something you can do to it to make it no longer a beis hakisei. You could, bring in a layer of earth. Yeah, it's a halachic designation. So I guess if you make a shinui in it, if you change it, if you bring in a layer of dirt, cover it with another layer, another shechva of dirt. I'm making that up, you know. But if you just take away the tzoa, that's not good enough.
By our base, I'm just saying, why is it?
What?
So they're all the same by our base.
We're going to learn in the later sif if it was never there. We're going to learn later about Beis HaKiseis where the Tzoa never is. It's constructed in such a way that the Tzoa right away falls away. And the Mechaber doesn't talk about plumbing. He talks about it falls away, and it's like there's it's on a slant, I guess, and it right away goes somewhere else, and it's immediately covered up by boards. That's what we'll learn about, yeah. So by our Beis HaKiseis, it does sit around till you flush. But the Achronim mostly compare it and say it's so sanitary and it's so not mos, and it smells like a flower garden in there, you know. My kids associate flower garden with Reach Ra. My kids will go to the like Brooklyn Botanical Garden and say, it smells like a bathroom in here.
If you have a system with underground, when you're...
Let's wait till we learn that sif. It's really, we're jumping ahead. That's going to be sif dalet and hay. We're going to talk about such things. Right now, we're supposed to be talking about they used to go and then used to sit on the ground, or they would cover it up, but it would sit there. Therefore, you have to be careful when you build a sukkah in your backyard. The Mishnah Berurah says, I guess in the Mishnah Berurah's days, indoor plumbing was not prevalent yet. I guess not. 1910, 1920.
The
turtles
established septic tanks.
The big city, they probably
had,
but not
in
Rabban.
You
have
septic tanks. What?
Septic tanks.
So, anyway, so when you build a sukkah in your chutzor, he says, you have to make sure that when you build a sukkah in your chutzor, you have to make sure that you're not facing the Beis HaKiseh, even when there's mechitzos, or else you can't make kiddush, you can't bench, you can't say davar shebikdush. What? The door, neged Pesach HaSukkah, kishehu pasuach. Does yetzorich lizor b'zeh beishu medaber divrei Torah ushor divrei kedusha? I guess there's another way to solve that. Yeah, okay. But you have to bench and make kiddush. B'cheinam yesh neged chalom beiso. Very simply, if your window is facing a Beis HaKiseh and the window's open, and you're standing in your house and you're facing the Beis HaKiseh. I have that in Be'er Shmuel, actually. In Be'er Shmuel, in the shul by my house, so I like to walk around. So outside the shul is like an ulam. And if you stand in a certain place that is very gishmak to stand in daven, but you're facing, in a different building, you're facing a mikveh. You're facing the room of a mikveh.
This is the outside wall.
But you could see it, the windows are open, and you actually see the room where people disrobe. The outer room. You don't see the room where the mikveh is, but you see the room right outside. So, think of this halacha. But anyway, he's talking about where your window faces the Beis HaKiseh. Noch only Zoher Meladaber Oz Divrei Torah. If there's no reyach ra, why you have the sfek sveka? You have the base yoizim holding that any time there's mechitzos, you're okay. And the rosh in Simenai and Tess holds that once it's in a different reshus, you're okay. I said, but every case of mechitzos is a different reshus. If you close your eyes,
here you have basically anywhere in your house.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
If you close your eyes, the chuli alma mahani. If it's in a different rishus, you can close your eyes. A different rishus. Old kosel achronim. The mashach nachnu machmir and b'mechitzos beis hakisa ledunim and b'chutz ketzoa. Dafka b'mechitzos sheinu nasam ela b'shul beis hakisa. Walls that are made to be the walls of a beis hakisa. But if you made the wall of the Beis HaKiseh with the mechitza of another bias that's up against the Beis HaKiseh, I guess then they're not going to make the wall dirty, I guess. I don't know. He says, even though it happens to end up being the mechitza of the Beis HaKiseh, but that mechitza does not have a din Beis HaKiseh because it's not meyuchad for the Beis HaKiseh. You're sharing a wall with the house. Okay, let's just learn one more sif. Beis, well, let's learn two more sif. Technical stuff. His mino the Beis HaKiseh, he designated it as a Beis HaKiseh, the dayan le nishtamish bo, but it was never used. If it's muta likos kenegdo, avalo betocho. Oh, that's a chumra, right? Negdo facing it, but not inside of it. With machmir, if it's designated, even if it was never used, you can't say kriyashma in it. Now, you know what that means? That really means if our Beis HaKiseh do have a din of a Beis HaKiseh, and you're building a house, and you designate an area to be a Beis HaKiseh, so even, like you're just building the house, once you designate it, you can't make a bracha standing in that room. But again, the saving grace always is that our Beis HaKiseh probably don't have a din of a Beis HaKiseh.
Chances are they've been used already. They're being built and they're...
Well, the plumbing's not put in yet.
Doesn't make a difference. Ask Avram.
I don't want to ask Avram. Okay. So then why the bathroom?
Why there?
You mean because it's the bathroom? They don't chap that plumbing wasn't put in yet. You mean they? Okay, if you designated it, and even if it was just used once, it becomes a Beis HaKisei. Okay. But if you didn't designate it, then if it's just used once, it's nothing. Siv Gimel. Omar Bayezei Yele Beis HaKisei. This is like really, you're treating it like hektish. This is a Gemara in a Dorim. If you said this room should be a Beis HaKisei, and then you went to another room and you said Vagam Zeh. So that's called a designation. So that's a suffix in the Gemara and the Dorim. If that's called a hazmono or not, if that's a technical designation, okay. The next two sifim are going to be about different scenarios of a Beis HaKisei where the tzoa doesn't sit there, and therefore it directly impacts our Beis HaKiseis.